Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's deploying people that are trained, that He's trained for this last wave of the harvest before the rapture. There's another one during the tribulation, but it won't be pretty. But this one is unique. The Lord is deploying people that are faithful to Him. They hear Him. They're not like what you're used to. They're not like men of God that do things their own way. Women of God that do things according to their own mind. These are different. They are motivated by the Holy Spirit, by the love of God. They have a relationship with the Lord, and they receive information from the Lord, and they relay that information faithfully throughout the kingdom of God. And people are motivated by from the heart, not appearance. See, this is nothing new, but people have missed the point. It's new to people now, because they've never seen the fullness of what God can do. If people trust Him from the heart, they've seen parts. They've seen great moves of God, but at its best and at its peak, it was still in part. What the Holy Spirit is fully capable of, man, people don't really realize. Now, through my training, I know it through my training. Through the training of the Lord, by spending time with Him. The Lord gave me assignments, and I would do them, but I didn't understand everything about it. Time happened. And then He'd give me another piece, another thing to do, and I'd do it. I'd have enough information to go on. And time would happen. And then He'd give me something else. And then things started becoming more clear as He gave me information. And then time would happen. And I see another piece of the puzzle. And now I know what He's doing. But I know it by revelation. And it's very important. The Lord can activate His people who love Him. It doesn't matter that they don't know all the details. If they can just obey what the unction of the Holy Spirit, if they can be faithful with their part, I'm just here to tell you today that you're part of a much greater plan. And it's working. Now, years ago, I taught about operatives. These are the people God have chosen to use in a plan. There are many members of one plan, operating simultaneously and collectively together in faith. And they don't know each other. And they don't know what the others are doing. They just know what they're doing. And they know that there may be others out there doing something, but they don't know what. And they don't realize how important it is. They're looking at their life and what God has given them. And they're saying it because God said, say it, but they don't have the full understanding. But see, when you're a member of a body, that's how the body works. My right hand can't always see my left hand, even though they work in tandem. But my brain is operating both. Now, Jesus Christ is the head. He's the brain of the whole thing. And he's working us. The Father's will is being done by the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit reaches out to all. He's in us and through us and upon us. He's in us and upon us. Now, we yield to Him, and then we can do something in the Spirit. We yield to the Holy Spirit, we can do our part. We're functional. We don't yield to the Holy Spirit, we're not functional, even with our best knowledge. Only when we yield to the Holy Spirit and speak and do His word. And what's been going on for a long time, people hit and miss. They happen to do what's in the heart of God and it works, and the rest of what they do don't. And they have failure and they don't understand why. They're doing the action, but sometimes it's out of course or out of season or out of time or after the time has passed. They wait, you know, people wait too, they move too early and they move too slow. And sometimes because things don't look right, things don't look the way that they expect, they don't do anything. You know, so the body of Christ has been hitting and missing because people hit and miss. He can only use our faithfulness. And you know, it's kind of like a man trying to fix the car, and you know, every now and then one of his fingers go paralyzed and he can't turn his tools like he wants to. And then sometimes he's working and then he goes blind and he can't see what he's doing. And then he starts seeing again, but his hearing goes out. This is because people hit and miss. They don't yield to the Lord like they could. Every member need to be obeying the Lord in every situation for the body to be functional. But see, now Jesus is going to do something and the whole body's going to be functional. And they're not going to hit and miss because better training is going forward. Because the Lord puts things in place. And he start and those who will yield to him in love and in honor, those who honor him with their life, he'll put them first. Those that walk in love, he'll put them first. And those who will obey him, those who love him, he put those first because they'll obey him in love. They'll be the standard. And those who are anointed, he'll put them second. They're anointed, but they don't always walk in love. They don't always put him first. They'll be ordered according to their faithfulness. Those who will obey him, they may not be anointed for his purpose, but because they'll obey him, he'll put them third. He gave me a list of how the order is. And people can function according to their faithfulness. To make it easy, those who love him, they're the most faithful. They get things done because they love him. They act on their love. Love is a verb. Love is not a feeling. And sometimes people think, well, I love God. I know I love God. But love without action is dormant. Now, love is a verb. Love, because I love God, I will act. I will speak and I will act on his word. Because I love God, I will obey. I will yield myself and obey him. And they're active. They're the ones who go to church and learn. Go to church to learn. Now, they're the ones who go in his presence. Some people go to church, but they don't go in his presence. They're hungry. They're looking for the life of God. They receive his word, his life, and they go forward. They're active. Now, they don't get involved with foolishness. And they steer clear of animosity, strife. And sometimes they're overlooked because of that love. Because they, you know, when people love God, they become capable. And the Lord will anoint them and give them assignments. But their faith is also tried because they don't know all the facts. They just keep acting on what God say do. And they're relentless. These are the kind of people that God put first. They don't want competition. They're not competitive. against others. Their race is against time, not man. And they're not moved when other people do better. They rejoice from the heart. They're sincere. These are the kind of people that God will put first in the kingdom. And because he put them first, he's going to give them the heavy assignments. And they'll do things that make the difference. And God is going to bring forth a greater crop of people who will follow him. See, we bear fruit after that kind. They will be promoted to first place because they have produced the best fruit. They'll produce selfless fruit. They'll produce people who want to do God's will perfectly. And they're not trying to be famous, and they're not trying to be rich off the gospel. Some people have their wires crossed. They're trying to be famous and rich off the gospel. They'll be put in the back. Now, they'll keep what they have. They'll do what they're doing. They'll be on TV wherever they are. But when you put in the back, there are greater anointings and operations. And when the light is greatly portrayed, the things that's false will be exposed for what they are. The things people do right will be exposed, and the things that they did wrong are also exposed and known to all. And people will know, hey, they missed it there. My brother missed it over here. And they can see clearly because there's greater light. And because of it, they're demoted. And when you're demoted in the kingdom, you'll have the anointing you had. But because you were unfaithful with it, you won't be promoted any further. And if you don't backslide, if you're at least holding where you can, you won't be promoted any further. And God can't promote any further when people are when they don't go forward in him. See, that before God can anoint anybody any more than he already have, they have to have the character first. And they have to be very faithful, or they'll cause more damage. See, people are looking to you. And if you're doing false things, then you can't be promoted, and you can be demoted. And the Lord he can't bless the same. You will only go so far in the work that you're doing. You know, Perry Stone made a statement once. When Corey went before, he made an insurrection. I got to go get my facts right. But 250 men were with him. I got to get my facts right. But I remember this. And you'll have to just research it, because I'm not as clear on it as Perry Stone was. But he said everybody who cause an insurrection or they leave a church wrong and start a ministry and take members from another, they don't grow beyond 250 men or 250 people, and their ministry stays small because they built it wrong. All right, but those who build properly according to God's guidance, they're unlimited because their heart was right. And God can build on top of a good foundation. Until the foundation is properly done, God can't build the same. You can't hurt another member of the body of Christ and go forward. You have to do what's right. You have to build properly, or you'll never grow beyond your capability. I mean, you'll never grow you'll never reach the mark you were after, what God has given you to do. God deals properly. People who follow him must do the same thing. And if you seek the Lord and ask him, he'll show you how to do what he has to use what we give him. And if we hold back somewhere, we're not giving him what we could give him, and he can't do this. He uses our faithfulness, not our unfaithfulness. Unfaithful behavior, God don't use it.
That's trash. Trash. But if you, the things of love, the things of faithfulness, he can use that. And it don't take a lot for God to multiply. The boy had, what was it, 2 fish and 5 loaves? And Jesus fed 5,000. And another time he fed 4,000. In the same situation, now that was the men. Now that was not including their families. They counted the men. And everybody had their wives and their children, you know. And they could have had 10 children or 5 children or 3 children. So you're looking around 25,000 people or 20,000 people easy. If they just counted the men. And the Bible said they just counted the men. Now, and then they took 12 baskets up. So the Lord take the little that you can do and multiply and feed millions of people from where you're at. See, he can do things that he can multiply things. God can cause things to grow, and you just have to believe it and stick with his plan. But the works that you can see are not always the works that God is after. Now, don't underestimate the Lord. What you put in the spirit, what you do in the spirit world, God can greatly multiply it. He can cause the right people to hear it, and they'll be activated. And God, it's just off the charts what the Lord can do. And I'm holding back. I'm saying things by revelation that God is revealing. But I'm withholding from y'all the things that I know on purpose. I'm telling you what God has sanctioned. What you put in the spirit, he can greatly multiply. But you'll never be in a situation where you don't have to trust him. You got to trust him. You can't see the whole thing. But you can rest. If you can trust him, you can rest in that trust, and you can enjoy the process. Because it's already glorious. And if you're doing what God said do, you're doing great. Enjoy the process of life. Don't look at the time. Don't look at the people. Don't look at what's not. Keep looking at him. Don't look at the problem. You know, problem. Looking at problems give you phony logic. You'll think you're not getting anywhere. Look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. See, regard what his word say. Focus on his word and what he's given you to do. Focus on his heart. And all of your problems will be dealt with. You'll end up laughing at the devil's best works against you. His best efforts, you'll conquer it and laugh at it. It's nothing. It's nothing. He's trying to get you in a position of unfaithfulness. He's trying to get you in forms of doubt and unbelief. You don't have to doubt what God is doing in your life. Just enjoy the process. If you're doing what God said do, you're an active member of the body of Christ. And the Lord is able to promote what you can give, what you can do. And it's just what God needs. If God guides you to do something, he's guiding you to do precisely what he needs you to do. But if you're trying to figure it out and judge it out of your mind, it's not going to work because it's not by might or power. If it was might or power, then everybody's mind would be used. You can't run a ministry off a mindset. You have to follow him, the heart of God. If he called me to do something, then he know he has something for me to do. But if I say, well, Lord, that won't work, I ain't going to do that. That mean I don't trust him. But if I say, hey, I'm going to do what God said do, then I'm active. I'm an active member operating according to God's word. And I can do the things he said I could do. I can have what he said I can have. And I'll be blessed. And Satan will lose. I win. And just like we said in yesterday's broadcast, when you honor God, you're going to look smart. You're going to look wise and intelligent to people that were known to be smarter than you are. And they'll be provoked. The wicked will be angry. And those, the humble, will be blessed. God will be glorified. You will be full of joy. And the world will be amazed. And the harvest will be reaped. All these things happen in one time. When you do what's wise, people that felt smarter than you, they'll be provoked. But sometimes they'll be amazed and they'll be humbled and they'll receive what you're saying. But the wicked, they're going to get angry. They're going to try to find fault. Satan's going to be angry and disappointed. And he's going to be exposed for the liar that he really is. But God will be glorified because you stood. You did what was done. And the whole thing is recorded. Whatever we do in this earth, it's recorded. Kingdom of heaven can always play it back. Just like a motion picture. Everything is recorded. Nothing's wasted. Now, as we yield to the Lord and operate in our act of faith, we can do what couldn't be done before. And we can go where we've never been, do what we've never done, and cause a great healing process to happen. So never hold back. Always go forward, doing all that's in God's heart. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and help you thrive and do the amazing works of God, full of promotion, full of victory. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.